Thanks, Hamilton, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't a great city where you can still get from north to south in this city in 10 minutes, Terry? I bet you can't do that in Melbourne. I'm pleased to be here at this lunch on a topic, obviously, that is relevant to the entire business community in South Australia, regardless of your size or your sector. As the voice of business in this state, we are constantly in contact with businesses across all sectors and across the state, and as such, we are very tuned in to the pulse of private enterprise. Through listening to our members, we're also well aware of the issues facing business, and we continue to lobby the state accordingly. The past few months, as you would all be aware, have seen some of the most turbulent history-making effects in global and Australian markets alike. Billions of dollars have been wiped from the Australian stock market. Although the market's up today 2%, folks, for those who are querying it, the Australian dollar has plunged in value by 36% and inflation rose at its fastest pace in almost 13 years. Results from the latest Commonwealth Bank ACCI National Business Expectation Survey show a continued deterioration in business confidence and reported business conditions. The expected economic performance and general business conditions indicators have in fact fallen to their lowest level since the survey has begun in 1994, while growth indicators such as sales revenue, profits, employment and investment all fell during the last quarter. Worryingly, despite weaker growth, the indices for wage growth and non-wage labour costs indicate cost pressures remain a problem for business, and there is an expectation that unemployment will increase over the next 3 months. The current financial crisis will take a toll, of course, on everybody in Australia, and we're no exception, and therefore it is essential to minimise the impact by continuing the growth of economic activity throughout the state. The federal government has appreciated the potential impact of the global economic situation and has taken action, of course, by announcing a package worth over $10.4 billion designed to prevent a recession in 2009. We must ensure that South Australia gets its appropriate share of this pump priming, and in this area I think we're at major risk from those Sassenachs on the east coast, particularly New South Wales, which is an economic basket case, and my problem in dealing with that as lobbying on your behalf is my concern that a federal Labor government will aid and abet an ailing state Labor government in New South Wales at the expense of others, and therefore we will not get our fair share. You can be rest assured this lobby group will be fighting very hard to make sure that does not happen. Good economic conditions, hard-fought gains in this state over the last 15 or 20 years by all sectors of the economy are not going to be sacrificed, as far as I am concerned and Business SA is concerned, on the altar of political expediency because of governments can't get their act together on the East Coast. We encourage the state government, therefore, to follow the federal government's response while appreciating the fact that the state's AAA credit rating is crucial for long-term growth. And I must say I took great encouragement to hear from Treasurer Foley today in a doorstop interview coming straight off the plane, where he indicated the possibility of going to deficit funding while still keeping our AAA rating intact. One of the areas at risk, of course, is infrastructure spending. And infrastructure is an important driver of all economic growth, and it's essential that the state government does not respond in a knee-jerk fashion to recent economic events. The risk here might be that we are caught in two parallel universes with the federal government increasing spending and the state government slashing it, thereby sending completely conflicting messages which, in my view, diminish South Australia's pressure on the Australian federal government that must be maintained. What the government must focus on in this state is the bloated public sector and trim accordingly. And Business SA has been on about this for the last 5 years. Do you know, in that period of time, the public sector growth rate in salaries in a time of economic boom for the private sector has averaged year on year double that paid to the private sector. And remember, folks, very importantly, the people in this room and the people you employ pay the taxes and we're all at market risk. But the people who are in the public sector who are the beneficiaries of those taxes in this state are never at market risk. We are at risk, therefore, of creating a two-tier society. I believe that to be intolerable. South Australia must not therefore close up shop, but be seen as having its front door open for business, for growth and investment, and to ensure our population continues to grow by migration. Because if we don't have that attractiveness, once we are over the problems that we currently face, we will then continue to stagnate over time. I would remind you that we are all Keynesians now. And if anybody's any doubt about that, I should refer you to a wonderful article in The Australian on the weekend by George Meletiogenis, who has said his headline, "Eat, Drink and Be Merry," because if you don't, you're costing yourselves and everybody else a job. Petrol prices, of course, fluctuating currencies, the drought, high interest rates and skill shortages have all brought about challenges to the private sector. So how are businesses faring at this time? Many of you would be familiar with the Commonwealth Bank Business SA Survey of Business Expectations. It's the longest running longitudinal survey in South Australia. Each state chamber undertakes a survey quarterly. The results are relayed to the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they produce the aforementioned Commonwealth Bank ACCI Business Expectations Survey nationally. Ironically, in the most recent survey for the September quarter, what was revealed was that business confidence in this state was recovering from the interest rate rises in 07 and 08. The survey demonstrated that South Australian business confidence increased 10% from the previous quarter. In comparison, business confidence in the Australian economy increased 6.4% in the same period. In regard to total sales revenue and general business conditions, respondents were far more optimistic about the upcoming quarter than they were in the previous quarter. And this can be attributed to an expectation of lower interest rates and increased turnover in the traditionally business Christmas period. Well, a month is a very long time in business at the moment. And for the purpose of today, we undertook a straw poll last week ahead of our normal survey time with a number of businesses who form part of our policy reference group to determine how they're coping with the current situation. 42% of the businesses were defined as small and medium and large businesses, about 29% each. We asked a few basic questions. How's your business being affected by the latest economic events? Are you experiencing increased difficulties in obtaining credit for your business? Has your confidence in the growth potential of both state and national economies decreased? And will the current situation change your employee retention and attraction plans? The answers provide an interesting snapshot into business at this time in this state. The majority were not experiencing difficulties in obtaining credit. However, business confidence had understandably dropped and they were in a holding pattern in terms of increasing their workforce numbers. One of the pleasing aspects of how businesses are travelling is that those who own businesses in the services sector identified themselves as having opportunities because they increased their business by providing services to help their clients manage the impact of the global crisis more effectively. Exporters, of course, were relieved that the dollar had fallen in value, although shipping costs, which tend to be in the US dollars, are still concerning. Although many are not feeling the heat to any great extent at the moment, the expectation is that it will get worse before it gets better. The large companies are more anxious, with comments about restructuring to get out of the less profitable areas of activity and by reducing debt. So what is Business SA doing to support the private sector at this time? We will continue to engage with government at all levels, local, state and federal, to make sure that the concerns of business in this state are recognised in a number of key areas. The cost of doing business remains a big issue, with taxes, red tape, obstruction and the increasing costs of operations. If ever there was a time for government to accelerate the impact of cost reductions on business, then it's now. Land tax is another issue at this time. A surge in land tax by up to 500% puts unwanted pressure on many South Australian businesses. Supporting the government in solving the water shortage issue is obviously firmly on the agenda. And one thing we can be thankful for, I believe, is that we're experiencing this economic situation here in Adelaide and not in London or New York. Looking to our own region, China's growth is forecast to be still around 8 to 9% in 2009, and as long as China invests in its own infrastructure, this will be good news for South Australia's private sector. And to this end, the $850 billion injection announced this morning by the Chinese government in its own economy is most welcome. Perhaps it is as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And has there not been a welter of fear and loathing in recent times? It's almost put the head under the doona time on days. Perhaps the prophetically named poem The Second Coming by W.B. Yeats will stand us in good stead when we ponder the mouthing of pundits in the near future. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the circle, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. And finally, as we head towards 2009, with trepidation and doubt all around us, we might take comfort from some words written exactly 150 years previously, in 1859, by Charles Dickens, in his wonderful novel, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We're all going direct to heaven, we're all going direct the other way. May the experience of 2009 see us heading more towards heaven than I think the alternative. Thank you.